Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth a light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The Lord is a God of righteousness, and he is a God of uprightness. And in the end, the Lord will bless and reward and exalt the righteous with his honor forever and ever. But the wicked and the enemies of the righteous shall he cast into a furnace of fire, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they shall melt away. In the end, all of humanity will either inherit the kingdom of God forever and ever, or be cast into the lake of fire and receive everlasting punishment. But who shall inherit the kingdom of God? Who shall be deemed worthy of everlasting life? Well, only the righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. Only those whose righteousness endureth forever shall be exalted by the Lord with the honor of living and reigning with him in his kingdom. But how does one become righteous in the eyes of the Lord? How can we cease to do evil and become upright in our Lord's eyes? Well, there is only one way, and that is by fearing the Lord and by greatly delighting in his commandments. For blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. To become truly blessed by God, to inherit everlasting riches and to become righteous, we must fear the Lord and love the Lord's word and his commandments. Do you fear the Lord, or do you take him lightly? Is he the first and most important person in your life, or is he an afterthought? Does your life revolve around him and what he commands you to do? Or does your life revolve around you and what you feel like doing? Only by the fear of the Lord can you depart from evil and become righteous. Only by the fear of the Lord can you escape from the snares of death and hell. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the true knowledge of God. And the only hope you have of righteousness and eternal life is to know the true and living God and his Son, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Those who begin to fear the Lord and take what he says seriously, and begin to weep over sin, and begin to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, and begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, and have their hearts purified by faith in the Son of God and His gospel, those are the ones who the Lord lifts up, and they become upright and gracious and full of compassion and righteous and good. And they become wise and discreet, and they are generous and give to the poor, and they trust and serve the living God, not fearing what may or may not come, because they walk in the light of life where there is no darkness. Because unto the upright there ariseth a light in the darkness. And such a person shall not be moved forever, for he has dug deep in the word and commandments of Christ, and he is planted on the rock of Jesus Christ himself. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. For his righteousness is not something he contrived or made up on his own, but his righteousness is from God himself, because he feared the Lord and not man, and he obeyed and honored God's word and commands, and not man's religion or his own desires. And so therefore, his righteousness endureth forever, and his horn shall be exalted with honor. Do you fear the Lord? Do you delight greatly in his commands? Because blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 112.